Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Valdez, is there anything hotter in 2024 than squatters? 2024 is the year of the squatter.
Why?
It's
what
just
happened?
Big. What, is it squatting is big in 2024.
2023 got me with the squatting, but out in 2024.
Hey, do you know what? When I went up to go visit my parents for Easter, yeah. They're out running around, and I got in like on a Friday. I left after work, and yeah. So no one was in the house.
Right.
And I used my key to get in, mm-hmm. And I was in there or whatever. I think I made like a sandwich for lunch.
Yeah.
And my dad walks in from the gym. And he goes, "Oh, we got squatters in here."
Your dad's in on the bit.
Yeah, he's in on the bit.
So apparently, professional squatters have taken over Gordon Ramsay's $13 million restaurant in London. And they're posting signs basically saying that it's theirs now. And that has got, I mean, Gordon Ramsay, like, he has a legendary temper. Can you imagine?
He does Hell's Kitchen.
How pissed.
Is that the guy that does Hell's Kitchen?
I think so.
Or used to be Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
I don't know what show
he
has.
I mean, I know who he is.
Now.
I don't know what show he does. I recognize
I think
him.
That is it. Yeah.
All those guys.
I mean, you would recognize
he's got a spot down here at the wharf. I think he has a fish and chip spot here.
Oh, I went there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I haven't sampled it yet.
I went there with a couple other couples.
But can you imagine like how pissed he was?
No.
squatters just.
But do they have any rights? Do they have any rights? They're not like tenants
not.
Moving to
they
apartment.
They never have
any rights. No, the group
some
of,
squatters do have rights.
The
no.
group of at least six people
Fake.
Have boarded up windows and put up a, quote, legal warning defending their occupation of the York and Albany Hotel and Gastropub near Regent's Park. I don't know anything about London. I think that's a swanky area of London from
Probably,
what I've read.
Probably, if that's where the restaurant is.
A BBC reporter, Alison Earle, who was at the scene, said, listen to this audacity, EB,
yeah.
A notice asking for food and donations had been ripped down.
Right.
So they not only go in and squat inside the restaurant, the pub, then they put up signs asking for donations and food into the spot where they shouldn't be occupying. Oh, if I'm Gordon Ramsay.
It's infuriating.
I wonder what the legal loophole that because I understand the loophole for housing. I don't understand the loophole for a restaurant.
I don't know. I guess
I'm wondering what does the article say the outcome is? Have they already been booted out? I'm guessing that one is very easy to deal with.
I don't know if they've been booted out at this point. I think they may still be still occupying. Apparently, they want to turn that space into a community art cafe.
Was it an open restaurant like the day before, or was
apparently
it a closed restaurant?
Apparently, I think it's on sale. Like it's
okay.
Like Gordon Ramsay's trying to sell it, and you know what really brings down your property value? Squatters.
Oh. Got you. But it wasn't open the night before.
No, they just moved in.
They but saw still, it's not theirs to move in.
Of course, I understand.
A restaurant that wasn't open for business and said, well, we're just going to
take it over. If I'm Gordon Ramsay, I get my boys and we go in there and we drag them out by their hair. and probably kick him in the face and everything else on the way
now,
out.
Now, if this
why wouldn't we do that?
Because you'll get charged.
If this
charged for what? It's my property.
You can't assault people. Yeah.
I would assault them. I would assault
them. That's no different than doing somebody on the street.
No, it's totally different. They're on my property. Get off my property.
I would have loved to see what squatters, what like, say I'm squatters moved in like when the mob was at their height, like in the 50s or 60s in New York. Can you imagine squatters going
in they'd be dead.
To like a mob-owned joint?
Yeah, are you kidding?
They wouldn't last 5 minutes.
Wouldn't last 5 seconds.
The mob would actually burn the place down with them inside.
I think this squatting bit is—it's good. It's peaking. It's gonna.
It is peaking. It's so hot in 2024.
It's peaking, but it's gonna go. It's gonna crash and burn.
I would hope so.
I think in Florida they passed some legislation. They're gonna start doing this all over the place.
I mean,
and people are just gonna take
how
the
many squatters did you say it was?
At least six people.
Six people.
These are detestable people.
Yeah, of course,
vermin.
They're losers.
Vermin.
They're bottom of the barrel.
They have no rights.
Losers.
Zero rights. They're losers. And I'm literally getting angry just sitting here as you're talking about it.
You're getting angry. Imagine how pissed Gordon Ramsay
is. I can't fathom it.
You haven't had to deal with it in a courtroom.
Oh, that's
I had to deal with it in a courtroom.
I mean, the most angry should be JP, and he's actually...
No, he seems like he's okay with it.
I don't know what he's doing. He's sitting over there saying squatters have rights.
I'm just telling you, I've been through the process.
I know by the letter of the law that they have rights. I understand it. They should have zero rights.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
I take a truck and drive it right through the building.
But that's why you can't do those things.
Sadly, there are laws to protect squatters.
You should be. Right.
I'm not saying
you should be able to go
in
there and throw them out of the building.
I'm just saying that there are.
If you're a day late on your rent or something, that's one thing. But when you just move in because it's unoccupied,
right?
Get out of here.
You're an opportunist.
Yeah.
You're taking advantage of somebody.
Yeah. I have no regard for you. You're human filth.
You know what they are? They're all jealous of Gordon Ramsay and his success and the fact that he's going to sell this restaurant for $13 million.
No, they're just opportunists, like you say.
Or dollars, whatever currency.
Euros.
Didn't the whole Brexit thing happen? I don't know. I think they still use pounds in Britain. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. But whatever he's going to sell it for, they're jealous that he owns the property and they don't, and they want to make it their community art cafe. Just stop already.
Here's a debate for you. Who's the worst kind of people? The squatters who are going and occupying homes and restaurants like this.
Yeah, they're vermin.
Or, it's going to be tough to get
or
worse.
The people who were sitting on the Golden Gate Bridge.
They're just as bad.
On the Golden Gate Bridge. And the
cops are doing nothing.
And the traffic lane to O'Hare Airport in Chicago yesterday.
I saw that. It's all about where
I would take those guys and throw them off the bridge.
It's all about where that happens.
What were they protesting?
I think they were pro-Palestine.
They were pro-Palestine.
It depends on where it happens, because I saw the video of the people stacked up at O'Hare trying to get into the airport.
People were abandoning their cars on the on the freeway and walking to the airport terminal to catch their flight.
On the flip side, I saw the same group of supporters doing it in Florida, and the cops were having none of it. They were just grabbing,
they don't care,
they were throwing them on the side.
The weakest cops
and they
ever.
Said, no chance.
Just
this is
standing there.
Here.
You know these. I understand that the states have these laws, but whatever. This is ridiculous.
I drove by Navy Yard last week, and there was it was a loose group of like 6 or 8 people standing outside of the gates. They didn't have signs, but they were clearly doing some form of protest. They were like shouting at the guards regarding the gate.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was like,
what
are you people doing? It's a big waste of time. There's a big giant gate here. You're not going to get on the premises. Like, what are you doing here?
Doesn't anybody work? Nobody works.
Not a lot
not
of people.
Not those losers.
Think about
not
all those protesters.
All
none
those
of them
protesters, all those losers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't work.
They don't work.
I think the delay for the bridge, I don't know about the one at O'Hare, but the bridge was a 5-hour delay.
Oh, yeah, and the police just stood there.
Could you imagine?
Let them do it.
Well, I know that O'Hare, the police, if you wanted to abandon your car, they would escort you to the terminal.
Oh. Mm. Should have been escorting the protesters out of the middle of the street.
Probably not a bad
what
move.
What they should have been doing.
You abandon
How
your
about
car.
Out of the country?
Eventually, it'll get towed. You pick it up, but you don't miss your flight. You could you know, go on your vacation or whatever you've got planned.
Going to the airport is hairy enough. Can you imagine a drab T-shirt trying to get to the airport without his wallet, and then there's a line of protesters holding him up for 4 hours?
No, I mean,
You know how bitter I'll be if I'm heading down to Kiowa and I miss my flight because of there's a protest at Thurgood Marshall Airport.
You know what you'll be doing? You'll be smacking them out of the way with your driver. Say, get out of the way. I've got 60 times in South Carolina.
No, guys, civilians are going to, just like regular citizens, are going to lose their minds.
It's going to be vigilante justice.
I mean, I saw some of it yesterday. So the lady was like, you're on film, you're on camera. He says, you think I care?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Right. Get out of my face.
I mean, God.
All right, but what's worse, the squatters or the people delaying?
Blocking traffic? Yeah. Probably the squatters.
They're all equal.
I'm actually going to say the protesters are worse because the squatters thing is like site specific.
Yeah.
When you shut down a whole like highway or bridge,
yeah,
you're paralyzing
infrastructure,
entire city.
Yeah.
No, they're worse.
It's horrible.
The protesters on the middle of the road, like if they go out and chain themselves to each other across the GW Parkway, worse.
No, it's horrible.
They're worse.
But the distinction for me would be those guys can only last a few hours. They got to eat, pee, and everything. They're going to leave. The squatters stay for months.
Here's what I would do with the squatters. If they're in the premises for longer than a week, that's when I call in either the National Guard or the military, and I pump in a bunch of flashbang grenades into the premises, and they'll come scurrying out with the quickness. You drop three flashbangs into like the restaurant where those dummies are hanging out in London, they'll be running for the exits with the quickness. You know what? Sue me. Sue the U.S. military. Getting you out of the premises. I'm getting you off the property. Yeah. Flashbang incapacitates you. They wouldn't know what hit them.
Sounds great, but where are you getting that flashbang, Gakes?
I'm calling the military.
You're making it happen.
You're going to call the military.
Just calling the military.
Yeah, just call the military.
Hey, this is Gakes. I'd like to order.
1-800 military.
Three flashbangs.
I would like to order a platoon of your best soldiers, armed to the teeth with flashbang grenades. We need them at Gordon Ramsay's restaurant ASAP, 5 minutes ago. Thank you. Hang up the phone.
1-800 grenades.
Is it that hard?
Yes.
Is that difficult? I can go to a military surplus store, grab some flashbangs.
I mean,
that should be the move.
Hopefully it would not happen, but let's say at some point you inherit a property.
Yeah.
After your in-laws pass, your mom passes, whatever, you inherit a property and you haven't sold it yet, and somebody slides in there.
Yeah.
You're going to flashbang them out of there.
Yeah. Or here's another solution.
Smoke them out.
Smoke them out, or I'll go get 100 rats. I'll get 100 rats, and then I will break a window and I'll dump the vat with 100 rats inside and see if they like living
about,
with 100 rats
how
inside.
How about snakes? Why don't we just put pythons in there?
That works too.
Rattlesnakes.
Rats are a little less deadly. I don't need the people dead. I just need them out.
You're advocating murder.
I need them out of the property.
He doesn't care.
To scare them.
What I'd love is, though, let's say you accomplished your goal. You get them out.
Yeah.
Now
then
you
have
a
property. You got to get rid of all the rats.
It's easier to get rid of the rats than the squatters.
That's much easier. I just call the Orkin man. He goes in and wipes out the rats. I have my property back.
Get a bunch of cats.
I mean, it could be easy.
I saw the one guy. Remember the
solution?
The viral video. The guy, he brought his crew in. They just took all the doors and windows off the property. They just went in there and screwed everything. Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have no regard for them. They're vermin. They're human garbage. They have no rights.
There'd be two species of vermin running around. rats and the squatters.
Cakes had his identity stolen, essentially. He hadn't done anything about it yet, but he's going to go. Yeah, but he's going to call 1-800-MILITARY.
Yeah, because it hasn't affected him.
1-800-MILITARY. And a bunch of rats.
I have a ton of great theoretical solutions.
There you go.
Real-world problems.
The reason why he's done anything, it's not affecting him. It's just his accountant every year is saying, hey, you know, somebody's using this for something.
Right.
Cakes is like, oh, that's kind of stupid.
Yeah, but every year.
It hasn't affected him.
I'll get it settled. I hate the runaround. It's just so tilting.
Right, right. You would probably say that too if there were squatters in your life.
No. I'll fix it next week.
Yeah, I'll get to those squatters soon. Sooner or later.
Yep.
It's not affecting my life at all.
After the Caps run.
Yeah.
It's important. I mean,
the Caps have the biggest game of the year tonight. You think I can deal with squatters right now?
No, so big.
I need Chucky to squat on all the pucks that come his way tonight in Philly.
That's the
only squatter I care about.
I kind of asked this earlier. Does the average sports fan understand the importance of tonight's game? Will the average DC-based sports fan that cares about the local teams, but, you know, it's not a huge hockey. Like, maybe hockey's number three on our list or whatever. But they like winners and they like playoff runs. Do they understand that tonight's a playoff?
I don't know. I hope they do.
Maybe we can ask them. You know what? It's a good question.
If they're a sports fan, if they're a DC sports fan, they should know.
Yeah.
Are you someone that hasn't really been paying attention, but you're locked in tonight because you want a playoff run? Because you got to win tonight for the most.
All right, let's ask the listeners. 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Are you ready for the biggest game of the year? Caps in Philly win, and they're in Stanley Cup playoffs where they would draw the Rangers. Tasty subplot. They face Peter Laviolette, who used to coach the Washington Capitals. 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next. Bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.